This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really happy to be with you today. I have a very special guest. His name is Gopi Nair. He's going to be talking about how the practice of gratitude can completely transform your life. Gopi learned how to practice gratitude from his mother at a very young age. He believes that authenticity is the spiritual aspect of who we are as human beings, and that the gratitude is the mother of all positive emotions. He's a gratitude practitioner, published author, and an inspirational speaker. His newest book is called The Gratitude Journal for Every Father and is now available on Amazon. Welcome to the show, Gopi. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you, Mari. Thank you for having me. I am honored to be on your show.
I am just so thrilled to have you on the show talking about this subject because we really need to talk about it these days. Tell us a little bit about how you came up in life learning about gratitude for yourself.
Well, the concept of gratitude was instilled in me by my own mother when I was 12 years old. I was growing up in a small village in the South Indian state of Kerala, India. My brother used to be in northern part of India. He used to send regularly a letter and a money order to my mother.
Okay.
And the day the mailman came to our house, it was a celebration. Myself and my sister will gather around my mother to witness my mother receiving the letter and the money order from the mailman. And after the receipt of the money and the letter, my mother would offer the mailman a sumptuous lunch followed by a gratuity or a tip of 1 rupee. And that's where I had questioned. I questioned my mother. Mother, I can understand you giving the lunch because it was a custom in the house that anybody who showed up at lunchtime will be given a simple vegetarian lunch. But now you are giving him 1 rupee gratuity, especially when we don't have too much money. Why is it necessary? My mother would draw me close to her and look into my eyes and say, Gopi, remember, the mailman is bringing good news and money order from your brother. So we have to be grateful to the mailman. And this 1 rupee is nothing but a simple token of our gratitude to the mailman. It appeased my curiosity as a 12-year-old, but still I didn't get it. But one thing I do know for sure, either this mailman or any mailman for that matter ever brought any bad news to my mother. So it is my mother who instills in me the virtue of gratitude at a very, very young age.
What a beautiful story. I love the gratitude of it, but I also love the kindness of inviting him for lunch and then giving him a gratuity or a tip. That's just a beautiful story.
Yes.
And what a wonderful way to grow up. So as you got older, you became to learn even more about gratitude and what practicing gratitude does for our lives. So what was it that you learned?
Well, for the last 6 years, I have been a gratitude practitioner per se. When I say gratitude practitioner, all aspects of my personal life, business life, family life, and social life, everything is guided by one principle. How can I be grateful in this situation? And when I started practicing gratitude more than 6 years ago, I started noticing two important changes in me. Number one, my tendency to judge other people started fading away. If you ask me today, I don't look at anybody with any kind of bias at all. And the same way, my tendency to blame other people also started fading away. I do not blame anybody. I take full responsibility for my thoughts my speech and action. These are the two important immediate benefits I personally realized when I started practicing gratitude as a way of life.
Wow. So as judgment and blame, two very negative emotions, obviously, negative ways of seeing life, as judgment and blame have been taken out of your life, what has that done for how you feel in your life and what your life is like?
It brings more peace, more harmony, and less conflict. I do not have any conflict when I deal with another human being, including my wife and children. I understand that is their opinion. I respect them for their opinion. And the same way, because I am not blaming anybody, I take full responsibility for my action. Mm-hmm. And that made me at peace all the time. I'm not looking for any scapegoat for my own shortcomings.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Wow. Who doesn't want more peace and more, less conflict and just more harmony in their life? That's what it creates. I just love that. What do you think, Gopi, is the first step for a person who wants to start to step into this practice of gratitude?
Well, there are three or four steps. I would say four steps one can practice, and that's what I generally do on a daily basis.
Okay.
As soon as I get up in the morning, before I get out of the bed, I say, I am grateful to the universe. I am grateful to the universe. I am grateful to the universe three times. Mm-hmm. And the same way, before I go to sleep, I say three times, I call my prayer of gratitude. I am grateful to the universe. I am grateful to the universe. I am grateful to the universe. And many times it is more than three times and I fall asleep. When I open my eyes, it is 6 o'clock or 6:30. That is step number one. Mm. And the step number two, I call it breakfast with gratitude. Almost all of us eat a breakfast in the morning and we plan our day. And that is the time I write in my gratitude journal. Five people to whom I am grateful. We are all here today because somebody helped us, starting from our parents, the teachers, elders from the church, and our mentors, and other well-wishers and good friends. And it's a good idea to remember them and write down their names on your gratitude journal. I'm grateful to my mother. I'm grateful to my father. Grateful to my brother, like that. The same way you can also remember five events in your life, important events that made a difference in your life, like the day you graduated from high school, or the day you graduated from college, undergraduate and master's degree, the day you got the first job, or the day you met your girlfriend, or met your wife, or husband, anybody. So those are very important events. When you write down those things on a gratitude journal, you start the day with a positive note. What a way to start a day. I call it the TSA alignment. T is for thought, S is for speech, and A is for action. We human beings interact with the universe and the world at large, including our family, immediate family members, social, and at the corporate level. We are always in communication with the universe, with everybody. So we use three tools of communication. I call them the basic tools of engagement with the universe, namely our thought, our speech, and our action. And many times, they are not aligned. For example, I go to the office and tell my boss, good morning, ma'am. Then I am thinking, this is the same person who gave me only 3% raise last month. So there is a conflict. Because we are not aligning our thought, our speech, and action. But when you start practicing gratitude, you make sure your thought, your speech, and your action are aligned like stars in the sky. If you have a car without alignment, what happens is the car will wobble. The same way, our personal integrity will wobble if we do not have TSA alignment, thought, speech, and action. And when you practice gratitude, you are careful about aligning your thought with the speech and thought and speech with your action. That reduces conflict within, and that is the secret of making you a happier and joyful individual. These are the three steps I follow.
Okay, good. I have a question about, I love these steps. I love being grateful for people on a daily basis, five people. And then, because I've never done that in particular, I just do the gratitude of whatever happened in my life I'm grateful for. And the event is fantastic because that gives us the opportunity to see how far we've come and what we've accomplished and how wonderful our life has really turned out, right? Because we had these events.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
That is very true.
Yeah, but I do have a question for you. Somebody asked me this question just the other day. So how do you keep this gratitude practice of five people, five events, from becoming just redundant and not really meaning anything? You understand what I'm saying? It just becomes something you say every day, but it's not really meaningful in your life. Or how do you
that
keep
is a
it?
Very good, yeah, very good question. It's a very important question. Basically, what we can do is say, I'm grateful to my mother. Then I also write, why am I grateful to my mother? Five, I don't five even. Says she gave me birth. She gave me wisdom. She was my first teacher. She showed me how to brush my teeth. And she taught me how to look for good friends in life. So there are five things you can write, remember about that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens if that does not become redundant? Because you are always thinking about the five things for which you are grateful and five events in your life, particularly connected with that particular person, whether it could be your friend, could be your mother, your father. So you are always searching for those incidents to write down so they make it new and it will not be redundant.
Okay, good. Love it. Perfect answer. Yeah, because you can get into a habit of just saying things, but you're not feeling them, you know. And so saying things without feeling them, then there's no change in your life. But, you know, as you were talking about your mother, I was thinking my oldest of my daughters is getting married very soon. And I was mending a handkerchief for her that was my mom's so she could use that day. And my mother is the one. And my mother is the one who taught me how to mend, how to sew, how to mend little things. A lot of people these days don't know how to do that. So when you said that, it reminded me I need to be grateful, thank my mother for having shown me that little skill, you know, because now I'm using it as my daughter gets married. And my mom's been gone a long time. So that's really beautiful. I love that, Gopi. It really makes you think, and it helps us to remember how important certain people have been in our lives. And it's easy to forget, you know, the good things that they brought to us. I love that. Very nice.
Very true. Very true. Those minute, small things, come to think of it, I believe, it is my core conviction, there are no big things in life, but there are small things that make a big difference.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Very good. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Gopi a question or just talk to him, the lines are open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest, Gopi Nair. We're talking about the practice of gratitude and how it can transform your life. So let me ask you a question, Gopi. What is the main message that you really want to bring to the public today?
The main message, if you want to transform, if you feel that there is a need to change any aspect of your life, start practicing gratitude. Count your blessings. Even Lord Jesus Christ asked this question, what have you got in the house? Before he started producing more food, fish, and loaves of bread for the multitude of people who followed for 3 days. So what have you got in the house? Count your blessings. The very fact that you are breathing shows that you are alive. That is one reason to be grateful. Even if all the other things are negative, the reason that you are breathing shows that you are alive. Start from there, and every area of your life will blossom to be happier and joyful.
So true. Those are really wise words. And there's something magical about when you're experience something, because everything we experience is not wonderful. Obviously, we do get bad news or things happen to us, but there's something so wonderful about taking our focus onto something that we do have, something that's blessing our life, and it completely change the way you feel in an instant.
Right. Very true. Very true.
Yeah. And so,
and if you ask me, I will say now the modern research has proved beyond a shadow of doubt, that our brain has the capacity to rewire itself. And previously, the research showed the brain stopped growing at age 25 or 26. Now they are saying we can rewire our brain using neuroplasticity and neurogenesis. And gratitude is a very simple way to rewire your brain from negativity to positivity and ultimate optimism.
I love that. That's great, because that brings science into it, and we have proof, right? We have proof that this can happen, and it wasn't always available, but now, yeah, it's absolutely true that we can rewire our brains. I've done that for myself, and my life is so different from the way it used to be just from doing that, from changing my thoughts. And it's a process, and it can be hard in the beginning. Is that not true?
You are absolutely right. Like any other thing, let's say when I was here 50 years ago, I used to wonder how anybody can drive an 18-wheeler within the narrow lane. Mm-hmm. But it took me probably 2 or 3 years before I could realize that it is not narrow. There is enough room for that 18-wheeler to pass on the expressway. But the same way, in the beginning, it is tough, but everything requires practice. And practice, practice, practice. First 30 days will be hard. The next 30 days will be easier than the first 30 days. But the most important thing, just like the Chinese say, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a simple step. My request to you, please take that baby step today.
Wonderful. So as people begin to take that baby step, and I remember when I started doing it, but my thoughts would go back, you know, my thoughts were running too negative at that time. So it's kind of like your default, right? Your default is negative. You're trying to change that. What encouragement do you have for someone who maybe decided today, I'm going to start this journey. I'm going to take my step. What encouragement do you have for them? Even though it's hard, they must continue.
My encouragement is have faith in the higher power. Just like you want to change your life, the higher power, your higher potential, whatever name you call, you can use the name God. God wants you to be better. And for every step that you take, he will take one step with you to make you successful. Believe me, I have experienced that during the last 50 years when I was confronted with all the challenges. I came in this country with $8 in my pocket. And I did not find a job for a long time. But in spite of all those things, I kept my gratitude. I knew that there will be some light at the end of the tunnel. I took one step and God took one step with me. That gave me the courage and the fortitude to move forward.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. So let's talk about, you're an author as well. Let's talk about your books for a minute. You have a brand new book called A Gratitude Journal for Every Father. Tell us about your inspiration for that and what can the reader expect?
You know, I'm a father. I have three sons and I made a lot of blunders in my parenting. And I learned one thing after 47 years of parenting, that parenting is work in progress. There is nothing like perfect parenting. And sometimes what happens, the father gets lost in the shuffle of parenting. And he thinks, just like I thought 40 years ago, that it is all about changing diapers and feeding the child. But there is something beyond that. And I want to share that with the world, with the aspiring fathers, and encourage them. I want to emancipate fatherhood. Father is an inspiration. Anybody can be a father, but to become a dad, it takes a lot of sacrifices. But it is worth, because we are there at every step of the way to help the child, whether it is a son or a daughter. Father is an integral part of parenting, and father can do wonders just like mother does. And nobody has to explain the role of a mother because everybody knows that. But father sometimes can get lost in the parenting shuffle. So I want to emancipate fatherhood. That is the reason I wrote A Gratitude Journal for Every Father. And when you practice gratitude, even the toughest job of parenting becomes an enjoyable and joyful chore.
That's beautiful. What's lovely about parenting is it is, I think it's the hardest job I've ever done. I raised three children, but it's the most rewarding.
Yes.
You know, it's like, yeah,
that
it is
worth, that's very
it is worth every minute of that suffering when you have your beautiful children. Wonderful. So let's talk about for a second about how we can get a hold of you and your books and everything you have to offer, Gopi.
Thank you. You know, my book, A Gratitude Journal for Every Father, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and wherever books are sold. And my email address is gopi132@yahoo.com. Anybody, any of your listening audience, any question, they can get hold of me on my email. I'm always available.
Wonderful. And the website is gopiinspires.com. G-O-P-I inspires,
yes.
I-N-S-P-I-R-E-S.com. You can log in right here from Blog Talk. I have the website there. You can also go to my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page and Gopi's there with his picture, a link to his website, his books, everything that you need. Very good. So, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? We have about 5 minutes left of the show. Something really deeply on your heart today, Gopi.
You know, if I can share my mission in life, is when you live for yourself, life is utterly miserable. But when you live for others, pure joy. One thing that makes our life easy and enjoyable is doing for other people. And it is also, scriptures talk about the golden law, that we want to do good things for other people. just like we will like other people to do good things towards us. So I always believe in that golden law, and that is, do unto others what you want them to do towards you. Mm-hmm. So whenever we are confronted with a problem, and the easiest way to solve the problem is be grateful, because every experience comes to teach us a lesson. My mother always used to tell me, Gopi, whatever God gives you, accept it with both hands and say thank you, because it could have been worse. So always try to find some positivity, even in the worst circumstance.
That's beautiful. That's really, really good advice, a really great message, and especially needed in these times. We went through two really rough years, you know, really, really rough years, the roughest that we here in America have ever experienced. And it's time to let go of talking about all that and everything we suffered, right? And it's time to to take count and realize what we truly have, all the blessings we truly have every day, even if it's just, like you said, getting up and breathing and being alive every day. That's really great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That is very true.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say before we close?
Yes. I would like to mention one thing. Be grateful under all circumstances. Even the great Saint Paul said, be thankful under all circumstances. Experience will come and go. Every experience comes to teach us a lesson. Learn the lesson and ask only this question. What can I learn from this experience and learn that experience and that learn that lesson from the experience and move on?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what's lovely about that is once we learn the lesson, now we're on the lesson and working on that, and the experience, the bad experience is behind us. You know?
That is true. Very true.
Yeah. Because we hold ourselves in suffering and pain so much because we're having memories and we're remembering all the bad things that happened to us in our life. But if we can take that as whatever we learned, doesn't matter, the smallest or biggest lesson, then we're moving forward.
Yes.
I love that. That's really a great thing. Well, Gopi, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for appearing on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And thank you to the listener for listening in. This is a live show, but a replay of it is being created as we speak. So please spread this message of gratitude, of changing really our brain waves from being negative, good, to being positive and expecting every good thing to come to us. Share this with everybody that you know, because we'll be available right after. Thank you so much for listening into Dare to Be Authentic Radio, and catch us next time. Very good. Remember that you can go right to Gopi's website right here from Blog Talk Radio. You can check out my stuff too. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Gopi, for being with us today.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.